Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning. We have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheidbach's mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
When the Twin Towers crashed to the ground on 9/11/01, a whole lot of ragheads across the sea went out into the streets to party. It seemed surreal to me. I kept thinking about that when the MSM was busy force-feeding us the cheery news of Obama's birthday party, interspersed with news or followed closely with news of the financial markets in America crashing to the ground, following Obama's signing off on one of the greatest bait-and-switch swindles of all time. One of the frustrations of moi, having a show that airs once a week, is sometimes I don't get to vent my steam until most of you have already released yours. But this one's different, I hope. I have a feeling that what Obama and company has done this time will fuel the Tea Party boiler and get the steam engine rolling again at greater speed. I think the steam is continuing to build on this one. If you MSM types actually think the Tea Party type is like the mushheads you're accustomed to dealing with, I truly believe you have a surprise coming. You're stirring up the sleepy majority. Nixon identified it as the silent majority, a political demographic back in the 70s that leaned conservative. But really, the reason they are silent is because they're sleepy. And I don't mean sleepy as in slothful. Oh, no. These folks are industrious, hardworking, resourceful. It's just that they are employed, living their lives, and resent the intrusion of the distraction of foolishness like what's going on in Washington today. You know, as long as they're left alone in their pursuit of happiness, they'll yawn off the foibles, tomfoolery, and nonsense in a sleepy, disinterested way. And only begrudgingly do they give all this national political stuff any real attention until they are awakened. But the difference is that when they are awake and engaged, they begin to pay serious attention. I predict that if the conservatives do what I tell them, har har. But seriously, if the conservatives will continue getting the truth out about what has been done to us in this recent debt ceiling swindle, they'll get the entire country steamed up and ready to blow those clowns out of office in November. I mean the picture of Obama in full party hardy mode with a requirement to buy a ticket to his birthday party for, what was that, $38,500. Now, that's for the little guy. I can't find out that any other president ever used his birthday as a fundraiser, but maybe they did. I just don't know about it. But anyway, what makes it even more ironic is that we don't even know for sure when or where this guy was born. We're pretty sure that he was. Come on, you've not been paying attention to all the proof that has surfaced that the birth certificate he produced a while back was, or shall I say, is a fake? These people are masters at deception and diversion. His little trick served to divert attention away from this birther issue, and it will take some time to rebuild the pressure on him on that point, but it'll come back. You'll see. Anyway, the picture of Obama in true party hardy form, a president who throws more parties than any before him, you know, as in more lavish and more frequent. What an obscene man. He throws a birthday party, makes it a fundraising event, so that means he has absolutely no friends outside of his political party. Or is he truly as boorish and impolite as we feared we learned he was when he returned the bust of Churchill to England? Or when he gave the Queen of England a set of speeches, his speeches, you know, that I guess mercifully for her were not compatible with her English CD playing system or something like that. Remember that? Anyway, Obama throws a lavish party and charges his guests $38,500 to have the privilege to attend while the jobless rate hits new highs and the markets are submarining. Is this Nero fiddling while Rome burns? The more you learn about this debt ceiling bill, the more it looks like we've been Obama-bombed again, or Obama-boondoggled, I should say. No wonder he's throwing a party. No wonder Reed had that smirk on his face, did you notice, as he walked from the chambers, having voted to send that bill to Obama's desk? No wonder the MSM are in full lying mode, trying to pretend the Beltway liberals are all angry about the deal. Are you kidding? They're ecstatic. We've been swindled in a bait-and-switch scheme on a grand scale. Let me explain. Weren't you led to believe this whole debate was about a possible default if we didn't raise the debt ceiling? Even our Tea Party friends in the lower house, many of them at least, were hoodwinked into thinking this was a debt limit crisis and not a debt burden crisis. The crisis was never the debt limit or any default. The crisis was the debt. And it's just like liberals or progressives to fix a problem by making it worse. Their answer to a debt crisis, borrow more money. Yeah. Anyway, just about the time America was about to refocus or to get refocused from the debt ceiling or default to the debt itself, these yahoos did a couple of hurry-up plays with a couple of trick plays. They succeeded at pushing their agenda into the end zone for a score. It takes a little longer for us in the alternative media to reach message saturation point. By the way, that's the point at which a sufficient number of people hear and understand the message, that the entire country gets it. The MSM can accomplish this in about 3 days. It takes us about 3 weeks. But that is slowly changing. And by the way, our presence in the open marketplace of ideas is the reason the liars in Washington have begun more and more to use hurry-up lawmaking. Have you noticed? Have you noticed that every time the Congress, both houses, get in a hurry to pass a law, it's always bad law? They're using manufactured crisis and hurry-up trick plays to railroad their agenda into law before the people have an opportunity to know and react to what's going on. Anyway, just when the alternative media was about to reach saturation with their message that the crisis we face is not a debt ceiling crisis, it's not about default, but rather about the debt, the lefty Lucy's fabricated a false doomsday deadline. Yes, we know for a fact that they had no intention of defaulting, that there was sufficient revenues to cover debt maintenance and all the other essentials, perhaps not enough to cover Obamacare and all the other junk programs out there. And they used this false doomsday deadline to hurry the lawmakers into voting for a bad law based on an urgency that was ginned up over a phony threat of default that loomed over us, they hung over us, dangled over us, unless we raised the debt ceiling, getting everyone afraid of not raising the debt limit instead of being afraid of what they really should be afraid of, which is the unsustainable level of the debt, which is now even more unsustainable. Because, my friend, everyone with a modicum of common sense knows that if you're having to borrow money to pay the interest on borrowed money, you're in some serious trouble, okay? That a bank's refusal to increase your credit limit is not what's causing you a problem. You have a spending problem, and increasing the burden of debt is the surest way to default. I mean, real default. So the libs fixed the default crisis by increasing the chances of default. Cut cap and balance is the only reasonable and honest way to address the real crisis in this country, and that is a crisis of overspending. They are always whining about Bush leaving Obama with a debt crisis, right? Yeah. So what does Obama do about that? Well, he proceeds to double it before he's 2 years into his term. Brilliant. We've got a debt problem, I know. Let's go borrow some more money. That'll fix it. It is wicked how these folks twist things around. They bash Bush for his bailout scheme that, according to them, left the country in a debt crisis. And then they use bailout schemes to fix a problem they said was created by bailout schemes. Aren't you getting tired of being played for a fool? And by the way, have you read the bill yet? Of course you haven't read the bill. Your own legislators have likely not read it. And once again, we did not get a chance to read it 72 hours before it was voted on. Now, did we? Hear anybody complain about that? Isn't this exactly what stirred up the first Tea Party rally? Rushing legislation into law without giving the representatives an opportunity to actually read and study the thing, and without allowing the people an opportunity to know what is in the law before they lay it on our backs? Didn't you notice that they did it again? Was this bill published 72 hours and the details of it made public and discussed in the public 72 hours before it was voted on? No, we really did. We were fuzzy on the details, weren't we? It was another one of those, you got to pass it to know what it says things. Now, if you think like a lying snake, you might say, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, the McConnell plan was put out there well in advance of the 72-hour notice. Oh, well, now that's interesting. Did you think your Tea Party candidates were voting to approve the McConnell plan? You know, the one that gives debt ceiling raising authority to the president alleged? That one, you know, the unconstitutional one, the illegal one, the political solution, you know, the scheme to put the onus on the president alleged, you know, make him raise the debt limit, so the responsibility will be on him. The games bill, the tricky dick maneuver. The politics as usual shenanigan conceived in deceitful hearts, practiced in the use of deceit. You know, but what our side fails to understand is that using these little tricks and the lying thing, you know, that's the devil's game, man. He's going to beat you at it every time. It's always going to serve his interest. And when otherwise decent men and women think they're going to get clever and tricky and use deceit and lies to accomplish a good end, it fails because the lie only serves to advance the purposes of the enemy of liberty. It never serves to advance the friends of liberty. Truth is our weapon. Truth is our weapon. Never put down the weapon of truth to pick up the weapon of deceit. Certainly not when you're fighting the devil. Hey, did you know that this bill that many of your Tea Party representatives were deceived into voting to pass actually is nothing but a rehash of the hated McConnell bill? You know, the one we were screaming about, telling them they had better not support that nonsense. Well, guess what? I've read the thing, and there it is, big as the lie on Obama's smirking face. Oh, yeah. They voted to give Obama the power to raise the debt limit twice. The Congress can pass a resolution of disapproval. However, all Obama has to do is veto the resolution. And then it will require the lower house to override the veto, and the Senate, by the way, and that is going to require what's called a supermajority, which is two-thirds, and they don't quite have a secure supermajority in the lower house, and they certainly don't have it in the Senate. There are just enough rhinos and dimwits in the lower house to block an override, and this means our beloved Tea Party representatives were duped into giving up the advantage won for conservatives last November. Do you see what I'm saying? They gave it away. Do you understand? Look, most of us don't live with this stuff every day. We're the silent, or as I call them, the sleepy majority. We don't live with this, and so we don't really pay attention sufficiently to understand how all this works. So let me help you out here. Now listen up. In November last year, we voted into office what are called the Tea Party candidates, and by a large number of victories, a landslide of epic proportions. Oh, yeah. It gave conservatives real power in the lower house of Congress, which is the House of Representatives, the folks we usually call congressmen or congresswomen, as opposed to the senators. But both the House of Representatives and the Senate comprise the Congress of the United States. Anyway, we took the House of Representatives. That is, we stormed and captured Capitol Hill, or at least one side of it. And conservatives had real power to make a real difference in fiscal issues because the Constitution gives to Congress power over spending. And remember, the primary reason we sent those guys there to make a difference was to make a difference specifically in this area, on budget issues. The Tea Party was particularly concerned about the burgeoning debt. Remember all that? Good. The conservatives had control over whether or not the debt ceiling would be raised. Oh, yeah, they controlled it, which is the only real control the Congress has over the Treasury, by the way. Now, here's what these creepers did. They voted to pass a bill that gives the power to raise the debt ceiling to the president. They stipulated the amount. It totals $2.4 trillion, and they laid out some provisions. You know, first, when the debt rises to within $100 billion of the debt limit, the president is then authorized to raise the limit by $900 billion upon notification to the Congress that he intends to exercise his prerogative to raise the debt limit. Now, follow closely. The Congress can then pass a resolution of disapproval that says, in effect, we disapprove of this decision. If Obama says, okay, guys, well, if you don't want me to, all right. Yeah, like that's going to happen. Who thinks Obama's going to sign off on this resolution? He'll go on the news and lie about how we must do this for the good of the country. He might even pull out the old default lie, you know, to use that again, or threaten to cut off Social Security to the elderly and take away food from the baby's trick again. But he'll lie through his teeth about how he must do this for the good of the country and veto their resolution of disapproval. Then, unless the Congress overrides his veto, the president will get his debt limit increase, then he gets it all, you see. Did you know that this bill actually gives him $400 billion by default, no matter what Congress does? Did you hear me? He gets to raise the debt limit by $400 billion no matter what. To stop him from getting all $2.4 trillion, it will require a two-thirds majority in both houses to override a veto. He's neutered our Tea Party influence in the lower house. That's what's happened here. These guys gave away the victory we won in November. Now they have no power to stop this guy. All right, now be patient. Don't be lazy. Aggressively get the word out on this bill. This thing can backfire on these characters, but it will depend on you doing the right thing. This could be another Obamacare scandal for these characters if we will get the word. Use the weapon of truth. One good thing you can do is get this CD or copy this, download the show from our website, whatever. Get a hold of this and get it into the hands of as many as possible. It helps us when you pay for it, of course, because it helps me with radio time and all that kind of thing. But I don't care if you get a copy of this thing, make a thousand or thousands of copies and send them out to everybody. It doesn't matter to me. Get the word out. Let people know that we have been betrayed. Get them mad enough, maybe they'll take some action and we'll get something done. I'll be right back.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Freely you have received, freely give. We don't charge for the Brain Massage Show, but that doesn't mean we don't have to pay to air them on the radio. Many have asked if they can help. Thank you. If you'd like to join them, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Any amount is welcome.
Singing Psalms is an audio CD of several psalms sung to my melodies. God wrote the words and I wrote the music. The cost is $10. Call 1-888-770-8000 or go to our web bookstore at www.santamarialighthouse.org.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your
mind. Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter here. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I was chatting with a friend of the Brain Massage, Jim Kaufman. He mentioned the irony that, you know, if we lie to Congress, well, that's serious fines and very likely some prison time, right? But what happens when the Congress lies to us? The markets have taken a serious jolt right on the heels of Obama's latest assumption of greater dictatorial power over our lives. And the Marxist socialist media is explaining it away by saying the market is nervous about Europe's debt crisis. They must think we're absolute idiots. It's insulting. It is obvious that not only our markets here, but worldwide, all the markets are watching America as we move into the path that led Europe into its economic meltdown. You bet they're nervous. We've thrown ourselves into the pot that's boiling Europe. And Asia is patiently waiting to enjoy the stew. Think about it. Wake up. Hey, sleepy majority, wake up! They made you believe we were facing a default crisis. It was not a default crisis, it was a debt crisis. They focused our attention on the debt limit as the barrier to solving the default crisis, rather than focusing on spending habits as the actual cause of the debt problem. They took the coward's way out. And in doing so, they actually gave Obama all the power he needs now to finish the job of destroying America economically. He now has in his hands the power to finish what he started. To complete the work begun on 9/11/01, really, think about it, when the symbol of our economic might was stricken down while we watched the Twin Towers fall. Let me reprise the first segment a bit, and I'll tell you what needs to be done here. The Lib Fibbers concocted a fake crisis to divert our attention away from the real one. The real crisis is unsustainable debt. The fake crisis was this idea that we face default on our loans. Default became the focus rather than the debt. Next, the Lib Fibbers, who are committed to deceit to advance their programs. So, you know, when they lie, they're doing what's natural to them. Or in other words, politics as usual. Well, they focused our attention on the debt ceiling as the obstacle to relieving the crisis instead of addressing the real issue, which is overspending. Using that bluff, many of our Tea Party candidates were beaten into submission to the party leadership. Boehner et al. Beat them into going along with a scheme that was supposed to trap Obama and Reid and the rest into being in a position to take the blame for increasing the debt limit. They did this by giving the congressional power to raise the debt limit to the president. The way they do these things is all by use of mirrors and tricky dick language, you know, Clinton speak. They say, well, the Constitution gives the power to the Congress to spend money, and the Congress authorized the president to raise the debt ceiling, so therefore... But wait a minute! Are you saying that Congress can make Obama king? Are you saying that the Congress has the power to surrender its constitutionally mandated powers and can give them to the president without amending the Constitution in the process provided for in the Constitution? Listen, I'm telling you that what this Congress did is unconstitutional. But that does not matter to anyone anymore. I mean, we don't care that the president alleges holding the office illegally, right? Who cares? He's not a natural-born citizen. But anyway, I read the bill. And Section 3101 of this bill is titled Presidential Modification of the Debt Ceiling. And in that section, Congress gives to Obama the power to raise the debt ceiling whenever it reaches within $100 billion of the present limit. It allows him to raise it by $400 billion by default. I mean, he can just do that by fiat. Double entendre is intended there, by the way, default. Anyway, and unless the Congress passes a joint resolution of disapproval, well, he'll get $900 billion. If the Congress passes a joint resolution of disapproval, well, he only gets $400 billion. But that's only if he does not decide to veto the joint resolution. And who assumes he's not going to do that? I mean, he's the one that said, I want to raise the debt limit. He's not going to veto them saying, no, you can't? Yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. Of course he'll veto it. It's a done deal. It's almost stupid to put it in the language. Well, then, and if he vetoes it, they're going to have to come up with 2/3 majority in both houses to override the veto. Then he gets the additional authority to raise the limit again if, after he gets $900 billion, he comes to within $100 billion of the new limit. Now he can send a note to Congress that says effectively, listen, I've decided to raise the limit another $1.2 trillion. Now, you're going to love this. In this part of the bill, we find that if the Congress passes a balanced budget amendment, and that amendment is sent to the states for ratification, you know, meaning it gets through Obama's veto, listen, then Obama gets a bonus of an additional $300 billion. That's right. He can have $1.2 trillion unless Congress passes a balanced budget amendment. And in that case, he gets $1.5 trillion. and that'll keep him happy while the amendment's being debated in the states, you know. Now, the next provision is that if the committee comes up with more than $1.2 trillion in debt reduction that you keep hearing about, all the budget cuts, well, then Obama can have all of the reduction to use to spend on his projects, up to $1.5 trillion. Well, so this is where the $2.4 trillion number comes from. $900 billion in the first debt increase authorization, plus the $1.5 trillion in the second debt increase or debt limit increase authorization. And that totals $2.4 trillion. Every measure to stop Obama's spending mania in this bill depends on the ability to come up with a 2/3 majority in both houses, because all Obama has to do is veto the resolutions of disapproval. Now you know why Obama was in such a party mood after the vote. What I want you to understand is this. Our Tea Party candidates, you know, the ones who went along with us, along with Boehner, McConnell, they have betrayed us. They have given away the advantage we fought so hard to give them back in November. Now, listen, folks. The majority we took in the House last November has been reduced very significantly by this move. Now we need 2/3 majority to block the insane spending of these people. The markets are responding to the fact that America has been thrown into the pot that's boiling Europe. And now hear me. Asia's waiting for the oven to signal the meal is ready, and they're going to enjoy the stew. Unless we wake up. Arabia and Asia, by the way. Now, here is what must be done. We need to fuel the steam engine of the Tea Party movement with the realization that we've been had, and we need to, and don't get discouraged or defeated, no, get even more angry and more active. We need to get out there into a full court press mode on these candidates and on our communities and get our message out there. This needs to be exposed. And to solve our debt problem, well, that's simple, really. Just release the engine of American industry. Everyone understands that the objective of the environmentalist movement is to shackle American industry in order to give advantage to Arab and Asian interests who are never bothered by these people for any of these things. You know, we can compete. Oh, yeah, we can win. All that needs to happen is that the shackles be removed. Obama will encourage Brazil's exploration and exploitation of oil off their shores, while at the same time imposing a moratorium against our development of our own natural resources. This is criminal. It's got to stop. We must free our energy industry, to take advantage of our huge energy resources. And we must do it now. Wake up. Quit believing their lies. Get the truth. Use the truth as your most effective weapon. Act on it. We need a president who will move in concert with a Tea Party Congress and get the Senate to save this country from sure ruin, which will certainly lead to oppression and loss of freedom. Rise up and demand that we unshackle our energy industry and let them create millions of jobs and get this economy roaring again. Repeal this stupid Budget Control Act of 2011. It's not a Budget Control Act, it's a Budget Bust Act. Repeal the thing. And while you're at it, repeal Obamacare. And as for you, make copies of this show and distribute them to all your friends. Let them know what is really in this bill. Help them understand how we have been betrayed by our leaders and encourage them to get involved by spreading the word and pressuring their representatives to repeal this bill. Repeal Obamacare, and prepare to vote these bums out of office this coming November. Now I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know if you see that they are on. You say lights on if you agree with me. If you notice, I've got the lights on, and you're going to ride like Revere with this warning and spread it wide and make it clear to everybody. Or if you don't agree with me, you can say lights off. Now, I appreciate response to the show. I'm accustomed to speaking to live audiences where I can look at faces and receive immediate response to what I'm saying. A little different on radio. So the only way I get a feel for how my audience is responding is when you call. So call me at 1-888-770-8000. 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. You don't need the one if you're using a mobile phone. Leave me a message on our listener response hotline. It's a message-only line, but if you'll let me know you want me to call you back, I will. And if you'll allow me, we'll record the conversation, and perhaps I'll use it in a future show. It's a free call to anyone within the continental United States, from outside the country, or for those who prefer it. You can email me by going to our radio website, thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. If you're in a hurry, and I get that, you know, I live there. Just give me a quick call, 1-888-770-8000. Get a very short little introduction, let you know you've reached the right number. And then you just say lights on and boom, hang up. Or lights off and hang up. Oh, you lights off folks get really intense sometimes. And when you slam the phone down, I'm afraid you might break your equipment. So, all right. God bless you. God save America. I'll see you in church.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Invading the territory usurped by the devil through lies and liars, Pastor Scheibach is charging the gates of hell. He wants to know if you've got his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. For a complete brain massage experience, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The brain masseur is waiting to massage your brain with scintillating insights.